Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we're going to talk about World War I American fighter ace Eddie Rickenbacker. With 26 aerial victories. Hang on, what? No? We're talking about guitars? Okay, cool. Hi, my name is Mike Wagner, and I'm sitting in for Jim and Patrick today on this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. Today's topic is Rickenbacker guitars. Rickenbacker is a specialty type of guitar, often associated with jangly pop, bands like The Byrds, Tom Petty, REM, and there's tons of others, The Beatles as well. And I thought I would start by talking about how they sort of took off and became prominent, especially in the 60s. So Rickenbacker is based in California, and John Lennon actually played one as well. But it wasn't the type he plays is a three-quarter neck guitar, and it doesn't really have that jangly sound. It has a distinctive sound, but it's not jangly. So the company came to New York while the Beatles were on their first visit to New York City, and they brought with them a 12-string Rickenbacker, which I think was the first one they ever made like that. So George ended up with it and took to it. And when they finished the first American tour, which is where they played Ed Sullivan, they played Ed Sullivan twice, and then they went back to England, and they immediately went to work on A Hard Day's Night. And if you listen to that album, George plays it on a whole bunch of songs. And interestingly, one of the songs he didn't end up playing it on the album was And I Love Her. But if you listen to Anthology, you can hear it when they were doing the initial version, and they obviously switched and he used that classical type guitar. So they returned to England after the trip to New York, and they go into the studio on February 25th to record the first songs for Hard Day's Night, which is also George's 21st birthday. And the first song that they played upon returning and recording was You Can't Do That, which starts with a very distinctive Rickenbacker riff.
I got something to say that might cause you pain. If I catch you talking to that boy again, I'm gonna let you down.
So you can hear George's guitar weaving in and out of there with that very just distinctive sound. Another group that made a lot of use of Rickenbackers was The Who. And you'll recognize it immediately in this song as well. So you notice that really distinctive sound at the beginning. It's really crisp and clean. And but the player that's actually most associated with Rickenbacker is probably Roger McGuinn, because he's played one almost his entire career. I don't think I've ever seen him not play a Rickenbacker unless he was playing an acoustic guitar. And he has a really distinctive sound. And you'll know it from songs like Turn, Turn, Turn and Mr. Tambourine Man. But the song I want to play here is actually a song called Bells of Rhymney, and I want to play his. It's not a lead, but there's a middle section. And before Roger joined the Byrds, he was actually a really gifted folk musician and really has a distinctive finger-picking style. And you can really hear it on here, and there's a really crisp Rickenbacker sound, and I think it's just a beautiful passage in the song. And it's going to start at the bit where you can hear that Rickenbacker sound, and then it goes into his sort of little lead section.
Mm-hmm.
So before I play the next song, which is going to be The Waiting by Tom Petty, I thought what I would do is I would play that opening sequence on a couple of different guitars and then play it on a Rickenbacker so you can hear the difference that the type of guitar makes. And I should say, there's no effects, there's no nothing. It's just straight guitar into a Fender amp that I have. So no effects, no nothing. So the first guitar I'm going to use is a Fender Telecaster I have, but it's not a twangy type Telecaster. It's got a Dean Markley humbucker type pickup in it. And it's got a little bit fuller sound. Let's have a listen how that guitar sounds with that opening sequence. So now here's the same riff on a Fender Stratocaster. That's a little bit closer to what you're used to hearing, but now let's use my 12-string Rickenbacker, and I think you'll hear a difference. Now, it has 12 strings instead of 6, but still, let's listen to the difference. So that's pretty close to what you're used to hearing. And now if you double track those, you get total ear candy. So I double tracked it, so let's have a listen to that. And now let's hear how it's really done. If you're interested, you can go out to YouTube and there's a short video clip about 7 minutes or so, and it's Mike Campbell talking about how he bought the Rickenbacker guitar that's on the cover of Damn the Torpedoes, the one that Tom Petty's holding. Even though Tom Petty's holding it, it's actually Mike Campbell's guitar. And he talks about how he went and bought it from this guy, and then he went to Rick when he, you know, became famous, he went to Rickenbacker and he found out it was actually the one that was made after George's guitar, which he always loved. But, and he plays Here Comes My Girl, and it's really cool. I recommend it to you. And one more Tom Petty bit of information. A lot of people think that American Girl is a Rickenbacker guitar, and it's not. It was actually Mike Campbell's Broadcaster that they use, and it's not really a Rickenbacker. They double track the Mike Campbell's Broadcaster guitar trying to get that sound, and then he went and later bought the one that was used on the cover of Damn the Torpedoes. But when you see him live, you see Tom Petty or Mike Campbell play a Rickenbacker quite often. So, well, that does it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate Jim and Patrick letting me sit in for them. If you would like to get a hold of them, you can always reach them on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, by email at rock@suburbspod.com. Feel free to call the party line. When this episode comes out, if you want to share some of your favorite Rickenbacker songs, I'd be more than happy to know what they are. There's a whole bunch of folks who I could name, and I just picked the ones that are my personal favorites, but I'm sure everyone has their own. I'm going to play out with another sort of noted Rickenbacker player, and that's Peter Buck from R.E.M. And this one is called Shaking Through, It's Off Murmur, and it's got that real shimmering sound, and I always love the sound of this guitar. And that's it for today. Thanks so much, and we will talk to you soon. What kind of beer am I drinking? Space Cake by Clown Shoes, who we love because if they make a really good stout, they just stick it in some bourbon barrels. It's good stuff.